1065 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
You can search for the Wake Up Call on the radio.com app if you want to track down some of Gavin's old phone scams. What do you got today?
I'm calling Todd. He works at a big baby box store. Say that three times fast. And I'm basically calling Todd to ask him if their store carries baby items that do not exist.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thanks for calling. This is Todd.
Hi, who is this?
Todd.
Oh, hey, Todd. I'm looking to see if there are some items that you guys have that I want to buy. I don't know a whole lot about baby stuff.
Oh, sure. Well, that's what we're here for. Is this for you or for somebody else?
It's for somebody else.
Okay. Do you know if they have a registry with us? Or
I doubt it. They're not registry kind of people.
Okay. Well, I think we can probably still get you squared away here. What are you looking for?
They're just things that I've heard people talk about, and they sound like they're very much in the wheelhouse of what this couple would love. So, okay. First thing that I need to ask is, do you guys have a diaper gag?
Yeah, we got tons of diaper bags. That's a pretty common thing.
You have diaper? Are you saying bags or gags? I'm saying gags, yeah. with a G, G-A-G.
Oh, gags? No, I. What would a diaper gag even do? Like diaper bags,
so
is what I'm saying.
It's like a mask. You put it on when you're changing a baby with a poopy diaper so that the smell doesn't make you throw up all over the baby. Because that happens. That happens a lot.
No, it doesn't happen a lot. I don't know who told you that.
It happened to my parents. Uncommon. My parents used to throw up on me all the time. I still remember.
Yeah.
But I mean, that might be because I wore diapers till I was 7.
Sure, that makes sense. But no to the diaper gag.
Do you have a Strola?
A Strola?
Yeah, that's the brand name, Strola.
Let me take a look here.
It's a stroller specifically made for like the hip hop generation. It's got rims on it, and it's got a lot of chrome.
I don't see anything in our system. Strolla. A?
A, just the A.
Yeah.
Hip-hop.
No strollas. Nope.
No strollas? Okay. What about nursing rads?
Nursing pads, you mean? With a P?
Well, it's
we got bunches of those, yeah.
It is a nursing pad, but the brand is nursing rads. It's like a extreme. Like they come in black with flames on them, or like you know the mud flap girls. You know, it's basically like an energy drink, but it's a nursing pad.
No, we definitely don't have that. Is there anything else on the list?
You have car seats, right?
We do, yes.
The couple I know, they hang glide a lot, and I'm sure they'd love to bring the baby with them. Can I put a car seat on a hang glider, or do I have to buy a special hang glider safety seat?
Right. No, you can't put a car seat on a hang glider.
Okay. Do they make hang glider seats?
You don't want to take a baby hang glider.
All right.
They would not want to do that with them. So, it sounds like this list might be a bust.
Well, yeah, I know. I got. There's another thing on here that I have. I saw it on Etsy, but that person was sold out. Do you guys have any baby bolas?
Baby bolas?
Baby
like
bolas?
The necktie?
What the? Huh? No. Like a bol. So like the bola, like when you put a rock in like a leather strap and you're swinging it around above
like
your head.
Medieval weapon?
And then, that is a weapon. Yeah, but what I saw is it's a way to get the baby to fall asleep. And then you put the baby in this special carrier, and then you swing the baby around over your head faster and faster and faster, and then the baby goes to sleep. Actually, I guess the baby passes out. But either way,
they stop
crying.
No.
It's just ideas in my head.
These are the things that anyone should do with a baby. Like, what is wrong with you?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry I called then, I guess. I'll take my business elsewhere.
I'm glad you called. Do not ask anyone for these items. They are bad.
Okay. All right. Good to know. What should I ask for then?
Look, I don't know. A box of diapers, probably. Look, I'm super slammed right now. We're available for curbside pickup. Just order online and come on in and pick it up.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help. And Todd, can I tell you one more thing before I go?
If you have to.
None of this is real. This is a prank phone call called a phone scam. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call. I do a morning radio show on 106.5 The End, and your girlfriend actually is the one who asked me to do this. Mariah wrote me an email, so I apologize.
Okay.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.